Perth Live. The latest from the Claremont serial killings trial.
Let's go to WA Today's Crime and Court editor Heather McNeil, who has been covering the developments on day three of the trial. Heather, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm very well, Heather. We heard from Bradley, Robert Edwards' first wife. She was the first person to take the witness stand today.
She was. So she's the first of likely hundreds of prosecution witnesses that will take the stand. And she gave evidence today by a video link from another room in the court. So she was never facing her ex-husband, Mr. Edwards. But we learned a little bit about her. So just for background, she met Mr. Edwards in about 1988-89 when they were both teenagers, and they married in 1991, were divorced by 1997. So some of her evidence today, we saw never-before-seen pictures of their wedding day from 1991. We also saw pictures of Mr. Edwards in Fremantle and also at home with his dog. So the reason the prosecutors were going over these pictures today was they were really honing in and asking his first wife details about his appearance in the 1990s. So in some of his pictures he's clean shaven, in some of his pictures he's got a bit of a beard, in some of his pictures he's got stubble. So the reason they were really honing in on that today will make more sense, I think, later in the trial when the prosecution leaves its Telstra Living witness evidence, which is basically evidence that they allege that Mr. Edwards was driving around in his Telstra van or his Telstra car in the mid-1990s, offering lifts to women in the western suburbs.
Now his first wife has contradicted herself, hasn't she, while giving evidence today, Heather?
She has a little bit. She's confused some of us here trying to work out the time frame for everything. So she's obviously, the state's case is that Mr. Edwards has committed these three murders around some emotional turmoil that occurred in his marriage breakdown. So we were going through that today with the first wife. When did you first begin to have problems in the marriage? Which she said was when Mr. Edwards brought a computer and just spent all his time in the evening on the computer and wasn't present in the marriage anymore. She then went on to have an affair with a man who then she eventually moved out with and eventually became pregnant with. Now, the thing that she's contradicted herself over is the date that she told Mr. Edwards that she was pregnant with this man's baby. The state wants to say that she told him within days of him murdering Jane Rimmer, which would account for him being upset. And then that leads to what they say is him acting out and attacking a woman that he doesn't know. Today, the woman, I can't say her name because it's suppressed, the first wife said basically that she remembers being on the phone telling Mr. Edwards while she was in her house in Warmbra where she lived with her new partner, and she thinks it was around April or May, which kind of fits in with what the state's saying. But then in cross-examination today, the defence said, well, that house in Warmbra that you're remembering calling him from, we've got Linta records here that say you didn't move into that house until September, which is obviously a few months after Jane was killed. So she's either not remembering correctly where she made the phone call to Mr. Edwards, and she did in fact make it in April or May, which would suit the state's case, or she's incorrectly remembering when she told him, and she's actually told him in September, which is after Jane was murdered, and doesn't fit the state's case in them trying to say that he commits these murders when he's upset with something that's occurred in his marriage breakdown. So it was a little bit confusing today, but also I think from her evidence you could see that it is difficult to remember things that have happened 20, 25 years ago and recall conversations and recall where you were doing this, where you were doing that. She found it difficult to remember. She couldn't remember, for example, signing the divorce papers, signing the house deed, but she recognises that it is her signature on those documents. So it might be a theme in this trial that it is difficult to remember the specifics of what happened on a certain day at a certain time 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It posed more questions than answers in terms of the timeline that the state want to argue.
And those photographs that were shown in court today, Heather, have they been released to the public? Have you been able to publish them at watoday.com.au?
So the wedding photos the judge has decided can't be released because they show his wife image and she is suppressed, but they have released the images I mentioned, so the one of him on a boat, the one of him on a couch, and the one of him also with the couple's horse. They had a horse in the early 90s, so those three pictures have been released and they are on our site on watoday.com.au. If people want to go to the live blog from today, they can see those images of what he looked like in the 1990s when he's alleged to have abducted these three women.
All right, we will have a look at that, and obviously more witnesses to be called tomorrow, Heather.
Yes, so a new witness is being called tomorrow morning. It's likely to be one of Mr. Edwards' friends from the 1990s, but I can't guarantee that. We'll find out in the morning.
Good on you. Heather McNeil, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Ollie. Bye.
WA Today's Crime and Court Editor there, Heather McNeil.